Welcome to More to the Story, a podcast from the ministry of Spring Hill Baptist Church in Mobile, Alabama. Spring Hill Baptist Church exists to lead people to become fully devoted followers of Jesus Christ, and this podcast is designed to help achieve that by providing thoughtful reflection on the Bible, theology, cultural issues, and current events from a Christian worldview. I'm your host, Ben Stubblefield, the senior pastor of Spring Hill Baptist Church, and I'd like to thank you for joining us on Episode 5 of More to the Story. Well, for this episode, I'd like to turn our attention again to Psalm 147. If you caught last week's episode or episode 4, I also talked about Psalm 147. It's just such a rich psalm. And so for this episode, I want to focus on the last section of Psalm 147, verses 12 through 20. Now, the psalmist in this particular psalm is giving us reasons for which we should praise the Lord. And in verse 12 through 20, I think the psalmist is drawing our attention to the Word of God. God has given us His Word, therefore we ought to praise Him. Let's just look at a few instances. Verse 15, notice he describes that his command, God has sent forth His command to the earth. Listen to this, and His Word runs very swiftly. It's as though the psalmist is describing the accomplishing power of God's will on the earth is by means of His Word. It describes verse 16 and 17. His Word is what melts the snow and gives the earth snow. It causes the winds to come and the waters to flow. It says it again in verse 18. He sends forth His Word. Again, this is the effectual power of God, is His Word. And then it changes slightly, subtly, in verses 19 and 20 to describe not the Word of God, but the words of God. Verse 19, He declares His words to Jacob, to Israel. Verse 19 all continues, His statutes and His ordinances. We hear about verse 20, His ordinances again. And I think this has to do with the revelatory nature of God's Word. What I mean by that is that God reveals Himself to His people by means of His law. I think the psalmist has in mind here Moses' law, ordinances and statutes, and the psalmist is grateful for those ordinances and statutes because they teach us about the character of God, and they teach us what God wants from us. So the psalm in this last section is describing two aspects of the Word of God. In the first, His Word is effectual. It's accomplishing God's will in the earth. And in the second, His Word is revealing who God is and what God wants from His people. We ought to be thankful for both of those things. Let's think firstly again about God's Word being effectual in the earth. It accomplishes His will. Well, we see that in the very first words of the Bible. God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. Think of the scene from Ezekiel. The prophet preaches God's word, and in this vision, the dry bones take on muscle and skin and tissue, and people are brought, the army of God is brought to life by the word of God. Think of Jesus at Lazarus's tomb. He says, "Lazarus, come forth," and by His word, a dead man is brought to life. Think of Paul's description in 1 Thessalonians. Paul says, "I have that the word of the Lord is sounding forth from you all around the known world at the time. The word of the Lord is increasing." So there's something effectual, there's something powerful about God's word working in the world. So by God's word, He accomplishes His will. You can think of even the end of the Bible. When Jesus comes to judge the nations, there is a double-edged sword coming out of His mouth. By the power of His word, Jesus judges the nations and subdues them in the last day. So His word is effective. One last passage comes to mind when Paul is describing his own ministry. In the book of Romans and 1 Corinthians, we know that the gospel is the power to save. Paul says, but it's not in word only, but in the power of the Holy Spirit. We did not come to you with words, just words. No, we came to you in the power of the Holy Spirit. There's something effectual about the preaching of the gospel. when it is empowered by the Holy Spirit. But people are not saved around the gospel. They're saved by the right preaching of the gospel when it's empowered by the ministry of the Holy Spirit. There's something powerful. There's something effectual about the right word of God delivered to people's delivered in the hearing of people. Again, this is picked up in the book of Romans when Paul says to the Roman church there, he says, how will they hear, or how will they be saved without the gospel? And how will they hear the gospel without what? Without a preacher. Those people have to say, they have to hear, they have to receive the gospel, which has the power, Paul says in Romans 1, 16 and 17, the power of God to save. It is the demonstration of God's power when people receive the gospel by means of the Holy Spirit. So it has an effective power. And then secondly, the notion of God's revelatory word is also picked up in the New Testament. So God has a word that's effectual. It's also a word that's revealing. So Paul tells Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and 4, Paul says to Timothy that the word of God, all scripture is inspired by God and is profitable. It's good for teaching, reproof, correction, training, and righteousness so that the man of God may be equipped. And then he goes on to say, Timothy, I am charging you in the presence of God to do what? To preach the word. Why? Because, verse 3 of 2 Timothy chapter 4, time will come when people will not endure sound doctrine, and they will try to accumulate themselves teachers in accordance with their own desires, and turn away their ears from the truth. So he says, so Timothy, you do the work of an evangelist and you fulfill your ministry. What he's saying is that people won't be willing to listen to the truth. So you must always preach the word. You must always call them back to the standards of righteousness and eternally true doctrine, which I am entrusting to you. You'd have to go on revealing the true counsel of God in your ministry and life so that there'll always be a standard. There'll always be a right mark, a north star, a true north to call people back to time and time and time again. Jesus tells that to his listeners, doesn't he, in John chapter 8? You've got to know the truth, and the truth will set you free. He tells his disciples, when I leave, my Holy Spirit will come, and he will guide you into truth. So how do you come about that? Well, you've got to listen to the words of God, the right preaching of God's revelation. So again, the word of God has really two senses, doesn't it? In Psalm 147, it's also picked up through the New Testament. It is effectual. The right preaching of the gospel brings about a spiritual renewal, a spiritual rebirth. It opens eyes of the blind. It gives people new life. That's the word of God at work in the world. And then it also has a revelatory nature. It describes for us and reveals who God is in the world. So there's also one other sense in which we can describe, and we may have saved this for another episode, where Jesus, in John chapter 1, he is described as the Word of God, the Logos, the perfect revelation of who God is. Well, that's for another podcast. But I just want to say to you about this. If this is true, if God's gospel and God's Word is that powerful and that important, then I want to ask you, what are you doing with your time? I know you go to work, some of you may work out, some of you may be very busy with extracurriculars and family time, that kind of, those things are good. I imagine some of you are listening to your phones, even now you're listening to this podcast, but you may, later on, you may be scrolling through mindlessly on your phone, you may be spending lots of time with friends. But I want to ask you, are you a good student of God's Word? Are you a good student of the book? Paul tells the Colossian church, let the word of God dwell in you richly. You'll never become what you're not already becoming. And as a church family, we want to be people who are informed by molded by, changed by the Word of the living God. So I want to encourage you to let your life be steeped in God's Word. Don't let the demands of each day drown out, or I should guess I should say crowd out, your opportunity to sit and listen and meditate in God's Word. It ought to flavor us as God's people and cling to the book where we can learn better how to preach and share this gospel, the power of God in the world, and where we can learn exactly what God wants from us, how to think, how to live, who He is. So I want to urge you to learn, to emulate, and to imitate the Lord of heaven and earth, to learn from Him, learn from His Word, what He's told us, so that we can live on this earth as a citizen of heaven. Well, I want to thank you for joining us again on More to the Story. Remember, for more episodes delivered directly to you on a regular basis, make sure you subscribe to this podcast. And for more information about Spring Hill Baptist Church, you can look us up online at shbc.cc. Again, that's shbc.cc. I'm Pastor Ben, and I want to thank you for listening in, and we look forward to joining you again on the next episode of More to the Story.